who's honestly, what a cool time for us to get back at minicamp. And the goal for us, can we throw the best minicamp we've had? And that's the challenge that we throw out to the veteran players, to the coaches, and especially to the young players. Today, as you saw at practice, we put coaches to the side and wanted the players to see how they would function without the coaches there. Everybody's seeing how far they can take it. And man, am I impressed by the rookie class and how far they've come in 1 month's time. It's a good time for us to assess where they're at in terms of their knowledge offensively, defensively on teams. We had a big emphasis on special teams today and devoted some extra time towards that, especially in punt. And we wanted to get a better look at different guys in different spots. But we threw a great first day, and we're encouraged by what we see, especially from this young group of guys.
Is that unusual for you to pull out the coaches this early in this kind of camp? Is that something you do?
It's a little earlier. We do it each year. Generally, we wait till the third day. Okay. And we felt like we were ready to find out about this group. They've put their best foot forward, and so we're going to do it each day and keep the coaches on the sideline, substitute, and go through a normal game. It was terrific having the game officials here today to go through the whole process, procedure, penalties, moving the ball back, going through the whole thing. So I was particularly encouraged by, you know, the kicking today. I thought, you know, Matt looked great, and Mike did a nice job as well.
What are you looking for? I mean, you just kind of how they react under duress? Or just
we want to stress them out as much as we can, honestly, and that's the game that we live in. So when you're behind the player and you can shout, you know, what the adjustment may be, it's not the same. Yeah. So we want to make sure let's actually find out what they know. And there was a number of guys who did a great job today.
Anybody stand out?
A number of them did. Offensively, I was very pleased with the running game today. I felt like that part, you know, with Hill, we saw Daniels carry it. Offensive line, I'm anxious to see more of those guys. There was a big group that we played in two spots. Defensively, it was good to see Jones, you know, as a pass rusher. He's somebody that's caught in our attention. We tried some different people in the secondary at different spots, so a lot to learn today. But we love the versatility that we've created with guys at different spots.
You mentioned the rookie class. Last year's rookie class was pretty good. Reggie Davis had some nice catches. You mentioned the kick game. Is that something you're looking at, you know, being, you know, Georgia fans would be interested. How you're
yeah, well, Georgia fans should be excited about Reggie. He's off to a good start with us. And it's the speed that jumps out, number one. But he's made an impact and trying to make a name for himself in the way that he competes. But so far, so good. And we're anxious to take it again with him tomorrow. We haven't got fully into the return game. We know that's another side of his game.
I think this class could be as good as last year's, you know, once it's all said and done?
We're just going to have to find out. And they've been issued that challenge. And honestly, they're going for it to see how good this class can get.
On the rookies, Devondre said last week that he thinks Duke Riley's actually further along than he and Deion were at this point last year. Do you see that?
It's hard for me to compare where Dre and Deion are, you know, a year ago at this time. We did talk about that as a staff. How long does it take a player to develop? And sometimes it takes, you know, 6 months and getting into the season. Sometimes it may take for a new player a whole year, you know, to get the system underway, and we've seen that with some other players that Grady Jarrett and Vic Beasley, Tevin Coleman are a couple that come to mind, and then there's others that can jump in right away. So I think each case is different, how fast a player can develop. Our whole goal is how far we can take each player, and that's where we're at.
You mentioned the return game. Is there a leader in the clubhouse right now?
Not yet.
Okay.
So we haven't had enough turns to see it in live action. So we won't know that as we go through the preseason. Andre Roberts will start us off, and Justin Hardy will be a factor. But past that, the nature of our program is competition, so we're going to be true to that. Sure. His school is under the quarter system, so he's not allowed to report until their class has finished up, and so their class finishes up on Thursday, which makes Friday his first day that he's able to be a part of the building and the team.
Is there a thought that he would be back for May?
That's incorrect.
Okay. So first time we'll see him in the training.
That's correct.
Is that going to put him behind, you think, or how will that affect him?
Well, of course, you'd like to have him here. And we knew that going in, that you know, players from those programs who are a little behind, it didn't really slow down Austin Hooper much last year. He was part of that program at Stanford. And so we're well equipped for that. We have a good plan in place of how to help get them ready, and we'll execute that plan.
Do you expect Taylor Gabriel to be able to participate at all this week?
I'm not sure. As we go through, he's close, he's running, but we're just trying to be extra cautious. Speed guys, we're trying just to wait and make sure, man, is he feeling full speed and really healthy before we let him go.
And what's his injury? I'm sorry.
He's got a lower leg strain, and so we're just trying to be extra cautious there, Vaughn, in terms of getting him back. So he's been here. He's been in the meetings. He's able to do some things, but just to let it rip full speed, we're not there yet.
Done. Terry said he was where he needs to be in terms of his
From his weight today, and we're pleased with where Don Terry's at, weight-wise, workout-wise. We've got some strong men, and he's one of them. As we're going through some of the testing, strength-wise, Don Terry's, you know, certainly been one that's impressed us in that way. Rashid has been one. Grady Jarrett has been one. Those three are they're a handful, especially not just on the field, but the way they train in the weight room as well.
Coach, you talked about competition. Any update at Rutgers?
Nothing yet to report. I will say this, that between Schweitzer and Garland, you can't see two guys go for it any harder than they are. So that one's going to be a while until we have a really good sense of where we're at. They're the two, you know, front runners before anybody else, and they both have versatility to play center as well. So we couldn't be more pleased with their two yet. I think I'd like to, you know, reserve and wait. We go through some games, play against pads. That's really where the life of an offensive lineman, your evaluation really begins. This part, the conditioning's on point, but until it gets real noisy, that's when offensive and defensive linemen, their evaluation comes to life.
You had 15 offensive linemen out there. That's more than you've had. That's most I've seen in years, I hear, as far as
we've tried to stay pretty true to that, to have a good group to work and develop. Both sides of the line of scrimmage are at such an important part for us, and we're always going to continue to push and develop on both sides of the line.
Does that mean you're going to keep more on the roster than typical?
Not necessarily. We'll go, and as the evaluation unfolds, we'll keep, we don't have a set number to say it has to be this one, but we are encouraged by where some of these young guys are, and part of our coaching philosophy is to take every player as far as we can. There's a number of offensive linemen they're going to put the work in. That stuff after you see is called Plan D, and Wes Schweitzer and Ben Garland are a very good product of that. Keith Carter, every Wednesday, every Thursday, post-practice, watching tape. So the reason they are in a position to go challenge for a starting guard and why we feel so comfortable with that is because of all the, you know, the money they put in the bank, so to speak, on the work post-practice to get ready. So, like I said, while reserve judgment until we get into the preseason and get pads, but they're off to a very good start.
Hey, but, side coach,
yes. Yeah, I texted him this morning, and man, do I really admire his team and his own personal grit and toughness. And so I wanted to not only recognize the team, but also his mindset for persevering and having toughness and resiliency, too. So I thought hand in hand, you know, admire, beyond admirable, both of their approach.
Dan, Don Terry doesn't strike me as a guy that smiles a lot. But, I was asking him about the possibilities, how high the ceiling is for
That's a good analogy for a scouting turn, as a doesn't smile a lot. Bryant Young doesn't. That's good. Grady Jarrett doesn't a lot. That's good. So
with them together, the possibilities, does that bring a smile to your face?
Yes, it definitely does. The connection that takes place amongst two guys that play next to one another, it's an important one. I think no more important is that offensive line. And the connection that has to take place between center, right guard to right tackle. But let's not minimize the importance inside and that communication, the run tips, the pass tips. You feed off that energy for one another. And Grady brings the juice, and Don Terry's been an excellent addition so far. So we can't wait to see him, Mac, Levitre, you know, the way they go after it at training camp. That's the way we pay our respect to one another and show our love for one another. It's like, I will help you get ready, and you do the same in return. And so we throw good practices, but it starts right at the front of this thing with Alex Mack putting his hand on the ball, and he lines up across from Don Terry and Grady and the other guys to say, all right, we're going to put in a day's work today, and we're both going to benefit from it. And I do admire that approach by the group, both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Last question, guys.
Come on, somebody's got to throw one. Just take a chance. Last one.
No.
All right, go ahead.
I thought it was really neat that you took a unique approach as far as inviting the fan base into the Brotherhood. And how do you feel like the fan base really reacted to that, and how do you see it moving forward? Is that still going to be the same type of theme moving forward?
100% is the same theme regarding our fans and the connection that we have with the team and the city. A few years ago, before my arrival, I'd hoped I'd see that connection between the team and the city. And so to have a to be a part and play a role in that makes you feel extra proud to be from this community and to be a part of it. So our players 100% appreciate and feel the support. And so for us moving into a new spot, into a new house, we're going to throw some great parties in there. And we want to be as loud as you could possibly imagine. And we can't wait to get started with them again.